Petersburg School District and the community of Petersburg were shaken to the core last October when the FBI, for possession and distribution of child pornography, arrested a school district maintenance employee, Ty Peterson. At that time, I shared with the community and Petersburg School District staff everything that the FBI had shared with school district administration. In October 2013, the FBI had no evidence of photos of local students. As you'll recall, an inspection of Petersburg School District facilities was conducted to look for photo or view access points. At that time, the FBI and local police primarily checked restrooms and shower rooms, which were the areas considered most vulnerable. No evidence of photo access points was found during that inspection. Between October 2013 and February 2014, FBI analysis revealed that photos of some local students were among the many photos confiscated. Thankfully, no pornographic photos were found in the evidence files. Some of the photos were of visiting students who stayed in the Petersburg High School mat room when they were in Petersburg for athletic contests. A subsequent close inspection of the mat room revealed a small hole through which photos were taken. None of these photos are pornographic. Also discovered in the cache of confiscated photos were photos that appear to have been downloaded from students' Facebook accounts or other social media pages. There is also the possibility that some photos were copied from school-issued student computers. Exactly how photos may have been copied from the student computers is still under investigation. As the superintendent of one of the best school districts in the state of Alaska, I must tell you that the violation of the public trust and the violation of the duty to protect students in our care as perpetrated by one individual is clearly unacceptable. Although not pornographic, there is no sugarcoating the discovery of photos of local students in any form. I want to again commend the staff of Petersburg School District and the members of Petersburg community for the reasoned manner in which this sordid situation has been approached. The isolated actions of one individual cannot and should not be used to judge the hard work of committed and outstanding employees, nor should this cloud the reputation of a wonderful community. It is a sad commentary that on any given day one can read in a newspaper or on the internet about possession or distribution of child pornography or child abuse by adults. It can happen anywhere. All adults must be ever vigilant and protective of all youngsters. And finally, thank you to the Petersburg Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation for their unrelenting focus on protection and safety and for sharing as much information with us as they can in a timely manner.